This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Friday, March 10th. It's a setback for the Winklevoss twins and Bitcoin. The SEC has rejected the proposed Winklevoss Bitcoin Trust ETF, and that rejection wiped out weeks of gains for the digital currency, as investors speculated that the ETF would win regulatory approval. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas explains the SEC's ruling.
Their premise was that it says here the commission believes that the significant markets for Bitcoin are unregulated, and that can lead to fraud and manipulation, which is true. I mean, just within a year, there was a $65 million hack in Bitcoin. So unlike gold, GLD, which it was modeled after, GLD stores gold in a vault that's in a bank with an armed guard. And it's a regulated market.
Balchunas discusses the possibility of approval for another Bitcoin ETF from SolidX that's in registration. It would come with an added feature, insurance.
This one would be in good shape if the SEC had said, well, we're just worried that Bitcoins could be stolen from the electronic vault. If that were the case, the SolidX product had a decent shot at being the one because it insured the Bitcoins and the Winklevoss twins filing didn't. However, that wasn't what they said. They're not concerned with the specific ETF or whether they're securing it. They're really just concerned about the lack of regulation in the Bitcoin market. That is a way bigger problem than the tweaking of different filings.
In a statement, Tyler Winklevoss said he remains optimistic and committed to bringing the ETF to market and looks forward to continuing to work with the SEC staff. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.